Now time for a locker room chat with Frankfort head football coach Nick Anderson after a 49-0 win against Blue Valley Randolph. And coach, this was a overall very solid effort from your guys.
Yeah, I thought we came out with probably the best energy that we've had all year. We started the game with a lot of energy, a lot of emotion, and played with some passion, and it really propelled us early and got us going.
And Wes was throwing the ball pretty well. He had a rushing touchdown as well, three passing touchdowns, 175 yards. Your thoughts on the way he played?
Yeah, we were able to complete a couple deep balls. We've been just missing the last couple games on a few of those, or his numbers would be pretty good. So it was nice that I think on our first possession he hit Lane deep over the top, and that kind of set the tone, and everybody just kind of, you know, got after it after that.
And Lane, he continues to do things well on pretty much everything he does. He does well. I mean, he had six receptions for 108 yards, three receiving touchdowns. He also had a rushing touchdown. Oh, and by the way, he had an interception on defense and a tackle for loss. I mean, this dude is special.
Yeah, you know, I think I've told you guys many times that if he wants to, just about every night out, he could be the best player on the field. And he's super athletic, and he's got a good feel for the game, and you know, can help us in a lot of ways. So it's exciting for us that he's kind of hitting his stride in the last couple weeks.
Yeah, and Burke Armstrong also did some things well on both sides of the ball. He had a rushing touchdown. He also had 1.5 sacks and 3.5 tackles for loss. It seems like he's playing at his best at the right moment.
Yeah, we kind of mentioned off air, you know, Brock's bounced around defensively from position to position throughout his career, and he got hurt last year and right as he's kind of hitting his stride, and so he's really settling into his defensive end position and understanding, you know, what it takes to be successful there. So I'm super happy for Brock, because he's a great kid, and I love seeing him have success.
So you guys have now won three games in a row since your loss to Linden. You guys have outscored your opponents 160-14. Do you feel like you're playing your best ball right now?
Oh, you know, I hope not. I hope our best ball is still in front of us, if I'm being honest. But I think defensively we're starting to settle in a little bit, and, you know, we kind of simplified a few things, and I think our kids are playing faster than maybe we have in years past, and I think that's been beneficial to us. And obviously got a tough test this week for sure, but, you know, happy where we're at right now, and like I said, hopefully our best football is still in front of us.
Yeah, we'll talk about that tough test coming up here against Axtell coming up in just a bit here on Locker Room Chat. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Frankfort head football coach Nick Anderson. Coming up, they have a game against Axtell at home. This is a big game for you guys, not just for bragging rights and whatnot, a chance for you to win the TVL, but also district title implications possibly on the line. Your thoughts on how big of this one this is for you guys?
Yeah, it is. There's a lot of things riding on this one. You can't really get too caught up in that. You gotta continue to attack the process on a daily basis, or, you know, if you get thinking outside the box too much, it can come back and bite you. So we know we're going to have our hands full. They're, you know, super talented and probably a faster team than they even were last year. And then I think, you know, everybody talks about how prolific they are offensively, but I think they're more special on defense, and I don't think their defense gets enough credit.
Yeah, I completely agree with you there. I mean, how difficult is it going to be to kind of navigate that Axtell defense?
Yeah, it's tough. They kind of play a funky defense that's different than what a lot of people play, and they got, you know, great size up front that can kind of clog up the middle. And then, like I said, they're probably the fastest team in the state on the perimeter with dudes everywhere. So it's definitely tough. There's some spots you can attack them, but you got to give the quarterback time to look at those reads and things like that. So definitely going to be a challenge.
Absolutely. And as for your guys' defense, you guys have played very well. You guys have only given up a few points in the past couple weeks, 14 to be exact in the last 3 weeks, as mentioned earlier, facing against Brandon Schmelzley. I mean, this dude is an absolute freak of an athlete. Oh, and by the way, you also have guys like Eli Brockstrom and Grady Bussing. How do you try to focus on one guy at a time? And, I mean, how is the whole defensive game plan trying to come together?
Well, I seem like I say this every year when we play Axtell. You got to do your best to number one, make them one-dimensional. You know, to me, you gotta try to stop the run game. If they can run and throw, you're in trouble. And you gotta make them drive the football. They're a team that thrives on big plays. And, you know, if they score on an 8 to 10 play drive, you kind of got to tip your cap to them, said, okay, good job. But you just don't want them scoring every 1 to 2 plays. And as far as talking about all the guys, I think the guys that doesn't get enough credit is Grady Bussing. That kid's a stud. And, And I really love how he plays. And like I said, I think he's a kid that goes flies under the radar for them a little bit.
Kind of a similar situation to what happened last year in terms of how we got here going into this game, a three-game winning streak for you guys going into the game against Axtell. But this team definitely has a different vibe. You guys have improved a lot. How much different has the confidence level been in your guys in the locker room from this year compared to last year?
Yeah, you know, like we talked about in the beginning of the year, we're a year older, so that means we're a year stronger and a year smarter and hopefully maybe a year more mature. And I think that has helped us. And you know, the guys know they can play with a lot of people and they're displaying that. And so there's a lot of confidence with them and they got a little swag to them. So that's good. But just having that extra year of growth and maturity has really helped us.
Hoping for a fun one coming up on Friday. We'll have that one right here on 92.1 FM KMZA. Coach, best of luck, and thanks so much for spending time with us today.
I appreciate it.
That was Frankfort head football coach Nick Anderson here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and First National Bank of Frankfort.